This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It's been described as the root of an epidemic causing waves of overdoses, and it's prompted federal and state law enforcement to focus on one city in particular, Houston. The drug at the center of it all is often called Kush. It's a synthetic cannabinoid, actually sold under a variety of street names, K2 and the like. Well, this Kush, if we can settle on that as a term, has found its way into not only the hands of users on the streets, it's being sold in packets at commercial stores. And it's the latter that's become the new target of not only the Houston Attorney's Office, but the Texas Attorney General as well. Here to talk about it, Gabrielle Banks. She's a reporter for the Houston Chronicle who covers federal courthouses there. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
We've heard that law enforcement has been targeting these synthetic cannabinoids like Kush, just like they would any criminal street drug. But this is different going after the businesses that sell it, is it not?
It is absolutely different. The way that Kush is sold is very different than other drugs. And in the point of view of the Attorney General and the Harris County attorney, it's pretty brazen. They sell this drug over the counter in little corner stores, in this case, a chain of adult novelty stores, mm-hmm. gas station stores. They sell it over the counter. So it's very different than other street drugs.
Just to be clear, these drugs usually come in like a little plastic pouch or packet that seem to be relatively... the branding on it's pretty high end. It looks like it's been mass produced, for example, but it's sold not as a drug. It's often sold as a variety of different things, right? Potpourri or spices or right?
Incense, yeah. Those packages that you mentioned, they sometimes have Mario Brothers. They might have Scooby Doo on the foil package, or Dopey from the Seven Dwarves, or some kind of stoner paraphernalia pictured on these packages. Mm-hmm. But you can order those online. So it looks like you're getting a brand, but really you can choose what brand you are. And these manufacturers just put it in a packet.
What about these businesses that sell it? I mean, to sell something that is known as a recreational drug, does this create some particular problems for these businesses? Which, I mean, if you look at it technically, are they not selling something that is perfectly legal or no?
Well, it says on the packages that it's not for human consumption.
Exactly.
And on some of them, it says they're incense or potpourri. Uh-huh. So it's sort of like a wink, wink, nod, nod. But they are scheduled controlled substances. And the tricky part is that the part that's illegal is manufactured in China. And it's like a powder substance, comes from a factory in China, is transported to the U.S. in some cases as cosmetics. That gets doused in acetone. It's like a very strong form of nail polish remover. Mm-hmm. And then that stuff, the wet powder, gets sprayed onto leaves. And the leaves get put into bags, which you can order online. So it's very complicated, all the steps that go into this. And then these packages are sold, it could be like 10-gram foil package that you could buy over the counter at your corner store. And then that gets resold in smaller bits. So there's a lot of steps. And the question is who to go after.
What seems to be distinctive about the way that officials are doing this in Houston, they're going after the businesses as if they were, what, dealers or the criminal charges facing some of these convenience stores and the like?
There are civil charges. They file civil charges against a business, uh-huh. and then the owner of the business is under injunction not to sell the product anymore. And then there can be criminal penalties against them.
I see.
For any packages that they find on the premises.
How bad is this going to hurt some of these? I mean, I'm presuming some of these are mom and pop shops, right? I mean, this is the corner grocery store or the gas station.
It's hard to know how much, but in the case of these adult novelty stores, the county attorney told me that 40% of the sales were these packets, even though they had something like 74,000 products. 40% of them were these little packets of Kush.
So what's the next step when it comes to trying to contain what people have called an epidemic in Houston?
Well, it's sort of brazen that it's being sold this way. So I think going after the owner civilly and hitting them in the pocketbook seems to be the next step.
Gabrielle Banks is covering this story for the Houston Chronicle. Gabrielle, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.